I think the power has definitely been taken away from the individual to pursue health. And so with the marbled halls and the white coats and the stethoscopes and all the entrapment, you know, fancy trappings of MRI machines and CT scans and, you know, billions of dollars of laboratories, we give the impression that we know what the hell is going on. And the reality is we have no clue, because we have been going down this wrong avenue of education and believing that the human system is this isolated, you know, system of that has to fight off disease. And most importantly, it needs an immune system to kill all microorganisms around it so that it doesn't die, so we don't get an infection. That is the mentality that is out there, both in the physician, the scientist, and, you know, the public still. And yet we know as of 30 years ago that, oh my gosh, a human can't survive unless the microorganisms within it are thriving in massive biodiversity. And in the last 15 years, it's been mind-blowing to realize that's not isolated to our gut. In fact, we have bacteria, fungi, viruses teeming in every single organ of our body to produce health. And in fact, when we start to slip into disease, the microbiome goes into an adaptation stress response system to try to recover our health.